Matters for conference consideration. The minutes of this conference session set forth some interesting items of business that Elder Sanborn brought from Illinois and Wisconsin, calling for the opinion of the conference. 1. How shall we treat divorced marriages? 2. Shall preachers from other denominations embracing the message preach and baptize among us, on the strength of their former ordination and standing as ministers? 3. Shall young preachers, before being ordained, be allowed to baptize? 4. Shall T.M. Stewart have a letter of commendation as a preacher among us? Ibid. Stewart was the minister deeply involved in the fanaticism that broke out in Mauston, Wisconsin. After satisfying themselves to the full intent of the first question, and ascertaining that what was involved was the accepting into church membership those couples comprised of individuals who had been divorced on grounds other than the violation of the seventh commandment, actions were taken as follows. 1. Resolved, that the matter of divorced marriages be referred to the conference committee. Diligent search fails to disclose any report on this perplexing item. 2. Resolved, that ministers of other denominations, embracing present truth, should give proof of being called to preach the message, and be ordained among us, before administering the ordinances. 3. Resolved, that no person, young or old, should administer the ordinances before being ordained. 4. In reference to Brother Stewart's case, it was suggested that further time be allowed. The conference saw fit to take no action in the matter. Ibid. The feeling prevailed that Stewart's position was somewhat akin to that of a young minister, allowing him time to give proof of his ministry before endorsing him again for that sacred work. It was felt best, however, to leave the matter without record. The closing actions of the conference called for the next state conference meeting to be held in Battle Creek, October 2-5, 1863, and that the state conferences be invited to meet with them by delegates in general conference, at our next annual conference. The subject of a general conference that would bind state conferences together surfaced again from time to time. This would be the crowning step in organization. Uriah Smith, as he reported the conference, pointed out that our pilgrimage heavenward lies through a pathway that is rough and thorny, but that the conference at Monterey would be looked back upon as an oasis in the desert. It was clear that organization of churches and conferences was paying off. He observed, the meetings were harmonious, and the brethren unanimous in their conclusions. Ibid.